Hello, you are welcome to my podcast, Wisdom Seeds. I am Pastor Steve Olafan. Stay blessed as you listen to this episode.
Spiritual Growth, the Hidden Wisdom that Transforms Ordinary Believers. Wisdom Seeds. org/spiritualgrowth, the hidden wisdom that transforms ordinary believers. Why peace spiritual growth does not happen automatically. Many people attend church for years yet remain spiritually weak, emotionally unstable, and easily defeated by temptation, fear, confusion, and discouragement. Growth in God requires wisdom. Not worldly wisdom, but the kind of wisdom that comes from God and changes the way you think, speak, live, and respond to life. This teaching will show you the wisdom principles that help believers grow stronger in faith, overcome spiritual stagnation, develop intimacy with God, resist enemy traps, and walk in the power and character of Christ. Spiritual growth is not reserved for pastors or leaders. 1/22nd, every believer can grow, change, and become spiritually powerful through the wisdom of God. Why some Christians never grow spiritually. Spiritual growth does not happen automatically. A person can attend church for 20 years and remain spiritually immature. Time alone does not produce growth. Consistent obedience does. Hebrews 5 verse 12 says, "Though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again." That verse describes Christians who stayed spiritually stuck. Do you feed your body every day while starving your spirit? Do you spend 4 hours watching videos, scrolling endlessly, and arguing online, yet barely open the Bible for 10 minutes? Why do you wonder if your faith feels weak? Growth requires spiritual hunger. 1 Peter 2 verse 2 says, "Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation." Craving matters. A hungry believer seeks God consistently. Prayer stops feeling like a duty and becomes a dependence. Pride also blocks growth. A person who refuses correction cannot mature spiritually. Proverbs 12 verse 1 says, "Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but whoever hates correction is stupid." That verse sounds sharp because pride destroys teachability. A believer may hear sermons constantly yet ignore every instruction that challenges comfort. Another major problem is compromise. February 22nd, small sins weaken spiritual strength slowly. A Christian watches ungodly content daily while expecting a strong prayer life. A person keeps entertaining bitterness while asking God for peace. Sin clouds spiritual sensitivity. Ephesians 4 verse 30 says, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God." You cannot grow close to God while continually feeding what pulls you away from Him. Spiritual growth also requires consistency. One emotional church service cannot replace the daily pursuit of God. Jesus said in Luke 9 verse 23, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." Daily matters. A farmer cannot water crops once a month and expect a healthy harvest. Faith grows through repeated habits. Prayer, Scripture, obedience, repentance, worship, fellowship. Growth often happens slowly, like roots spreading underground before fruit appears above the surface. Some Christians quit pursuing God because they expect instant transformation. But God develops people over time. The wisdom of walking with God daily. Walking with God is not just about church attendance. March 22nd, it is a daily relationship. Genesis 5 verse 24 says, "Enoch walked faithfully with God." That phrase sounds simple, but it carries deep meaning. Walking with God means inviting Him into ordinary life. You pray while driving to work. You seek wisdom before making decisions. You stop feeding habits that pull your heart away from Him. You obey even when obedience feels uncomfortable. Some Christians treat God like emergency help. They pray only during a crisis. But walking with God means staying connected during normal days too. Jesus often withdrew to pray even when crowds surrounded Him. Luke 5 verse 16 says, "Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed." If Jesus needed regular communion with the Father, you certainly do too. Daily walking with God changes your thinking. Romans 12 verse 2 says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The world trains people toward pride, greed, lust, comparison, and selfishness. Without daily renewal, your mind slowly absorbs those patterns. A man who constantly consumes angry content eventually becomes angry. A woman who constantly compares herself online eventually loses contentment. Walking with God protects your heart from spiritual drift. Psalm 1 describes a person who delights in God's word like a tree planted by streams of water. Strong roots produce stable fruit. That picture matters. Storms still come. Pressure still comes. But rooted people remain standing. April 22, walking with God also sharpens spiritual awareness. The closer you walk with God, the quicker you notice conviction. Compromise becomes uncomfortable. Sin stops feeling normal. The Holy Spirit corrects you faster because your heart stays sensitive. One older believer once said, "When I neglected prayer for weeks, my soul felt dusty." That image feels real because spiritual neglect slowly affects the inner life. James 4 verse 8 says, "Come near to God, and He will come near to you." Notice the invitation. God desires closeness. Walking with God daily does not require perfection. It requires surrender. You keep turning toward Him. You repent quickly. You keep seeking Him even after failure. Faith grows stronger through a steady relationship, not occasional emotional moments. How Satan distracts people from their purpose. Satan does not always destroy people through obvious evil. Often, he distracts them. Distraction quietly steals focus, purpose, and spiritual strength. A distracted Christian may stay busy constantly while accomplishing little that matters eternally. 1 Peter 5 verse 8 says, "Be alert and of sober mind." Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Lions often attack distracted prey. Distraction weakens spiritual alertness. May 22 Satan distracted Eve by shifting her attention toward what God restricted instead of what God provided. He distracted Judas through greed. He tried distracting Jesus with power, bread, and worldly glory in the wilderness. Distraction usually targets desire. A person becomes so consumed with making money that prayer disappears. Another becomes obsessed with social media approval and slowly loses identity in Christ. A believer spends hours daily consuming entertainment but claims there is no time for Scripture. What consistently holds your attention eventually shapes your life. Luke 8 verse 14 describes people whose spiritual life gets choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures. Notice that not every distraction looks sinful immediately. Some distractions crowd out what matters most. A businessman works every weekend chasing more income while his marriage slowly weakens and his children barely know him. A young adult spends 6 hours daily scrolling videos while purpose, discipline, and spiritual hunger slowly disappear. Distraction often feels harmless because damage happens gradually. The enemy also uses discouragement as a distraction. Elijah experienced this after a great victory in 1 Kings 19. Fear and exhaustion pushed him into despair until he wanted to quit completely. Exhausted people become vulnerable spiritually. That is why rest matters. Prayer matters. Quiet time with God matters. June 22, Jesus told his disciples in Mark 6 verse 31, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." Rest restores focus. Satan also distracts through endless comparison. A person keeps watching other people's success online until envy replaces gratitude. Comparison shifts attention away from God's assignment for your life. Galatians 6 verse 4 says, "Each one should test their own actions." God did not call you to imitate everybody else. He called you to obey Him faithfully. Purpose requires focus. Nehemiah understood this while rebuilding Jerusalem's wall. Enemies repeatedly tried pulling him away from the work. Nehemiah answered, "I am carrying on a great project and cannot go down." That response reveals wisdom. You cannot fulfill your purpose while constantly distracted by every voice, trend, temptation, and opinion around you. The silent habits weakening your faith. Faith rarely collapses suddenly. Usually, it weakens slowly through small habits repeated daily. A believer stops praying consistently. Stops reading scripture. Stops guarding the mind. Stops resisting compromise. Little by little, spiritual strength fades. Song of Solomon 2 verse 15 says, "Catch for us the foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards." Small things cause large damage over time. July 22, one silent habit weakening faith is constant distraction. A person wakes up and immediately grabs the phone. Notifications, videos, gossip, and endless scrolling fill the mind before prayer even begins. Hours disappear daily. Meanwhile, the spirit grows weaker. Romans 10 verse 17 says, "Faith comes from hearing the message." If your mind constantly feeds on fear, lust, anger, and noise, spiritual hunger decreases. Another silent habit is hidden sin. Secret compromise drains spiritual confidence. David described this in Psalm 32 verse 3, "When I kept silent, my bones wasted away." Sin carried privately still damages the soul publicly. A man watches pornography regularly while pretending outward spirituality. Over time, prayer feels empty because guilt creates distance. A woman constantly feeds bitterness through repeated angry thoughts. Eventually, peace disappears. Unforgiveness poisons spiritual life quietly. Hebrews 12 verse 15 warns about a bitter root causing trouble. Neglect also weakens faith. Relationships fail through neglect. Health declines through neglect. Spiritual life weakens the same way. A Christian who rarely prays should not feel surprised when temptation grows stronger. Jesus told his disciples in Matthew 26 verse 41, "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." Prayer strengthens spiritual alertness. August 22, another dangerous habit is surrounding yourself with ungodly influence constantly. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33 says, "Bad company corrupts good character." The voices around you matter. Music affects thinking. Conversations affect thinking. Entertainment affects thinking. What enters repeatedly eventually shapes the heart. One pastor compared spiritual neglect to a phone battery draining slowly throughout the day. You may not notice immediately, but eventually, power disappears completely. Faith must stay connected to God. Strong faith grows through daily habits that keep your heart close to Him. What happens when you ignore conviction? Conviction is one of God's mercies. The Holy Spirit warns, corrects, and pulls people away from destruction before sin fully hardens the heart. John 16 verse 8 says, "When He comes, He will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment." Conviction feels uncomfortable because it exposes what people try to hide. A believer watches something sinful and immediately senses inner discomfort. A person lies during a business deal and feels troubled afterward. A Christian knows God is calling them to forgive, but resentment keeps fighting inside. That inner tension matters. Ignoring conviction repeatedly is dangerous. The first time Samson moved toward compromise, conviction likely spoke loudly. But repeated disobedience weakens sensitivity. September 22, that is how hearts slowly harden. 1 Timothy 4 verse 2 speaks about consciences seared as with a hot iron. A seared conscience stops responding properly. At first, a lie feels heavy. Later, lying becomes easy. At first, gossip feels wrong. Later, gossip becomes entertainment. A person who ignores conviction slowly loses spiritual sensitivity. King Saul experienced this tragedy. God corrected Saul several times, but Saul kept choosing pride over obedience. Eventually, he reached a point where God's voice felt distant. 1 Samuel 28 shows Saul desperate for guidance because he could no longer hear from God. Sin always promises freedom while producing bondage. Conviction tries to rescue you before bondage grows stronger. David responded correctly after his sin with Bathsheba. Psalm 51 records deep repentance. David did not justify himself. He confessed honestly before God. That response matters. Conviction should lead you toward repentance, not hopeless shame. Satan condemns people by saying, "You are too filthy for God." The Holy Spirit convicts by saying, "Turn back to God." Those are different voices. Romans 8 verse 1 says, "There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." God corrects because he loves his children. Hebrews 12 verse 6 says, "The Lord disciplines the one he loves." October 22, a loving parent warns a child away from danger. God does the same spiritually. One man ignored conviction about dishonest money for years. At first, he felt guilty every time he manipulated customers. Eventually, the guilt faded. Years later, legal trouble destroyed the business he had built through deception. An ignored conviction often becomes a painful consequence later. Quick repentance protects the heart. When God convicts you, respond quickly. Confess sin honestly. Stop excusing compromise. Return to obedience. Soft hearts stay close to God. Why spiritual discernment matters more than ever. Not every voice speaking about God speaks truth. That is why spiritual discernment matters deeply today. Jesus warned in Matthew 24 verse 24 that false prophets and deception would increase. The danger is now worse because people consume endless teaching online without testing whether it aligns with Scripture. A confident speaker can still be wrong. A popular message can still be false. Discernment protects believers from deception. 1 John 4 verse 1 says, "Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God." Testing requires knowledge of God's Word. A person who rarely reads Scripture will be deceived spiritually. Counterfeit teaching often mixes small amounts of truth with dangerous error. November 22, Satan tempted Jesus by quoting Scripture out of context. That detail matters greatly. Even truth can become deception when twisted dishonestly. Discernment also helps believers recognize unhealthy influences. A preacher constantly focuses on greed, pride, and self-glory, not Christ. A friend encourages compromise while claiming God understands. An online influencer slowly pulls your heart toward worldliness while using spiritual language. Discernment sees beyond appearances. Proverbs 14 verse 15 says, "The simple believe anything, but the prudent give thought to their steps." Spiritual immaturity accepts everything without examination. Wise believers ask questions. Does this align with Scripture? Does this produce godly fruit? Does this draw people toward Jesus or toward human pride? Discernment also protects your personal life. Not every opportunity comes from God. Not every relationship should continue. Not every open door deserves a yes. Joshua made a costly mistake in Joshua 9 when Israel failed to seek God before agreeing with the Gibeonites. Outward appearances fooled them. Pressure often weakens discernment. Loneliness weakens discernment. Desperation weakens discernment. That is why prayer matters before major decisions. 12 of 22 Philippians 1 verses 9 to 10 says, "And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best." Notice that discernment grows through spiritual maturity. The closer you walk with God, the sharper spiritual awareness becomes. One older Christian once said, "The more counterfeit money bank workers study, the faster they recognize fake bills." The same principle applies spiritually. When you know the truth deeply, deception becomes easier to spot. Discernment is not suspicion toward everybody. Discernment is spiritual clarity. It protects your mind, your faith, your relationships, and your future. The wisdom of obedience. Obedience to God often feels difficult in the moment but peaceful afterward. Disobedience often feels pleasurable in the moment but painful afterward. Deuteronomy 5 verse 33 says, "Walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper." God's commands exist for protection, not destruction. A child may dislike a parent's warning about fire, but the warning exists to prevent injury. God sees consequences humans cannot fully see. Noah obeyed God while the world mocked him. Building the ark likely looked foolish for years. Yet obedience saved his family when judgment came. Obedience requires faith before results appear. Abraham obeyed God by leaving his familiar land without knowing the full destination. Peter obeyed Jesus by stepping onto the water during a storm. Real obedience trusts God beyond personal understanding. 13:22 Proverbs 3 verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." Human logic often fights obedience. Forgiving enemies feels unnatural. Rejecting temptation feels costly. Remaining honest when dishonesty seems profitable feels difficult. Yet God honors obedience over time. Partial obedience is still disobedience. King Saul spared what God commanded him to destroy. Saul tried justifying himself afterward, but 1 Samuel 15 verse 22 says, "To obey is better than sacrifice." God cares deeply about willing surrender. One dangerous habit among Christians is delayed obedience. A person knows God is calling them to end a sinful relationship, but keeps postponing action. Another knows they should reconcile with someone but keeps waiting for the right time. Delayed obedience usually strengthens compromise. Jonah delayed obedience and created a storm around himself. Obedience also shapes character. Every act of surrender strengthens spiritual maturity. A believer chooses honesty during financial pressure. A young adult refuses sexual compromise despite cultural pressure. A worker refuses to accept corruption, even when promotion may be lost. Those choices build inner strength. Jesus modeled perfect obedience. Philippians 2 verse 8 says he became obedient to death, even death on a cross. 14:22 Obedience cost Jesus deeply, yet obedience also brought redemption to humanity. One missionary served faithfully for years in a remote village without seeing visible results. Then one family accepted Christ. Eventually, the gospel spread through the entire community. Obedience often bears fruit slowly. God never wastes faithful obedience. Even when nobody else notices, God sees every act of surrender. How to protect your mind spiritually. Your mind is a battlefield. Thoughts shape choices. Choices shape habits. Habits shape life. That is why spiritual attacks often target the mind first. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5 says, "Take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." Not every thought deserves acceptance. Some thoughts produce fear. Others produce lust, bitterness, pride, jealousy, or hopelessness. A believer who never guards the mind becomes vulnerable spiritually. What you consume matters deeply. A person watches violent, sexual, and angry content daily and then wonders why peace disappears. Another fills the mind with gossip and negativity until cynicism controls conversations. Proverbs 4 verse 23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." The heart and mind shape the direction of life. Satan attacks identity repeatedly. 15:22 He told Eve, "Did God really say?" He tempted Jesus with lies in the wilderness. He whispers fear, shame, condemnation, and confusion today. That is why truth matters. Jesus answered temptation with scripture every time. Matthew 4 repeatedly says, "It is written." The word of God protects the mind. A Christian who rarely reads scripture becomes spiritually weak during temptation because truth is not rooted deeply enough. Romans 12 verse 2 says, "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Renewal happens consistently, not occasionally. Prayer protects the mind too. Philippians 4 verses 6-7 says prayer brings the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. Peace guards the inner life. Without prayer, anxiety often takes control. One woman described waking every morning and immediately scrolling through bad news online for nearly an hour. Fear and heaviness followed her daily until she replaced that habit with prayer and scripture before touching her phone. Inputs shape thoughts. Thoughts shape emotions. Emotions influence actions. You must also guard relationships carefully. Negative voices drain spiritual strength. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33 says, "Bad company corrupts good character." Some friendships constantly pull people toward compromise. 16/22 Wise believers recognize dangerous influence early. Protecting your mind does not mean hiding fearfully from the world. It means filtering what enters your spirit. Not every conversation deserves attention. Not every song deserves repetition. Not every voice deserves influence. Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast." A steady mind grows from steady focus on God. The dangerous comfort zone many Christians live in comfort can quietly become a spiritual prison. A believer may still attend church, listen to sermons, and speak Christian language while slowly avoiding growth, sacrifice, and obedience. Everything feels safe, predictable, controlled. But comfort often keeps people from deeper faith. Peter experienced this when Jesus called him onto the water in Matthew 14. The boat represented safety. The water represented trust. Peter only experienced the miracle after stepping beyond comfort. Faith rarely grows where risk never exists. Some Christians stay trapped in a spiritual routine. They avoid difficult prayers because honest surrender feels uncomfortable. They avoid serving because convenience matters more. They avoid sharing faith because rejection feels scary. Meanwhile, spiritual growth stays shallow. 17:22 Hebrews 5 verse 14 says, "Solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil." Growth requires movement. A muscle weakens without resistance. Faith weakens without obedience. Comfort zones also create spiritual sleepiness. A person becomes satisfied with surface Christianity. No hunger for God remains. No urgency for holiness remains. No burden for lost people remains. Revelation 3 verse 16 gives a serious warning, "Because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth." Lukewarm faith feels dangerous because it often looks acceptable outwardly. A believer may know church culture well while remaining spiritually stagnant inside. Comfort also keeps people attached to familiar sin. A man knows certain friendships pull him away from God, but he refuses to let go because loneliness feels uncomfortable. A woman knows God is calling her deeper into prayer and obedience, yet endless entertainment keeps distracting her because discipline feels difficult. Comfort can become an idol. Jesus never called people into comfortable Christianity. He called fishermen away from their nets. He called Matthew away from his tax booth. He called disciples to carry crosses. Luke 9 verse 23 says, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." Crosses were not symbols of comfort. 18:22 they represented surrender. One missionary left a stable career to serve in difficult conditions overseas. Friends called the decision foolish. Entire families came to Christ through that obedience. Comfort would have kept that fruit from happening. Growth often begins where comfort ends. God may call you to forgive somebody who deeply hurt you. To serve quietly without recognition. To leave an unhealthy compromise. To trust Him during uncertainty. Comfort says stay safe. Faith says obey God. The safest place spiritually is not always the easiest place emotionally. What wise believers understand about temptation. Wise believers do not treat temptation casually. They understand temptation is real, powerful, and dangerous. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 12 says, "If you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall." Pride makes temptation more dangerous because pride assumes failure could never happen. Samson believed he could keep playing with compromise without consequences. David stayed where he should not have stayed and fell into adultery. Peter confidently claimed he would never deny Jesus, then denied him three times before sunrise. Temptation exposes human weakness quickly. Wise believers understand that temptation usually begins long before outward sin appears. 19:22 sin grows first in thoughts, desires, and private compromise. James 1 verses 14 to 15 says, "Each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin." Temptation feeds on unchecked desire. That is why wise believers guard the heart early. A married man avoids private emotional intimacy with another woman before attraction deepens. A person struggling with addiction removes access to destructive habits instead of pretending self-control alone will solve everything. Wise believers avoid unnecessary temptation. Joseph fled from Potiphar's wife because he understood danger. He did not stand there trying to prove spiritual strength. 2 Timothy 2 verse 22 says, "Flee the evil desires of youth." Sometimes wisdom means running. Some Christians fall repeatedly because they keep placing themselves near temptation while assuming prayer alone will protect them. A recovering alcoholic should not spend nights sitting inside bars just to socialize. A believer battling lust should not constantly feed the mind with sexual content. Wisdom creates boundaries. Temptation also becomes stronger during emotional weakness, loneliness, exhaustion, anger, discouragement. Even Jesus faced temptation after fasting for 40 days in the wilderness. That detail matters because weak moments often become vulnerable moments. 20-20 seconds, one pastor once said, "Nobody accidentally drifts into holiness." That statement rings true. Holiness requires intentional choices. Wise believers also understand that temptation itself is not sin. Jesus was tempted yet remains sinless. Hebrews 4 verse 15 says Jesus has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. The battle is not the temptation itself. The battle is what you do next. Do you feed the thought? Do you entertain compromise? Or do you resist and turn toward God? Prayer strengthens resistance. Matthew 26 verse 41 says, "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." Weak prayer life usually produces weak resistance. Wise believers stay humble because they know human weakness is real. They depend on God, not trusting their own strength. They repent quickly when they fail. And they remember that God always provides a way out for those willing to take it. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13 says, "God is faithful, he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear." True spiritual growth changes everything. It changes how you think, how you respond to pressure, how you treat people, how you pray, and how you walk with God when nobody is watching. God is not looking for perfect people. He is looking for people who are willing to grow. The wisdom of God protects you from deception, strengthens your faith during hard seasons, and helps you become rooted instead of unstable. Growth may be slow at times, but every prayer, every act of obedience, every moment in God's Word, and every battle resisted is shaping you into the person God called you to become. 21-22 Never settle for spiritual laziness or shallow Christianity. Keep seeking God. Keep learning. Keep obeying. Keep growing. The closer you walk with God, the clearer your purpose becomes, and the stronger your life will stand when challenges come. Wisdom for spiritual growth is not just about gaining knowledge. It is about becoming more like Christ every single day. Thank you for listening to the message. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel Wisdom Seeds Podcast 22/22.